Welcome to We're Watching Stuff, a movie, TV show, and music podcast.
We talk to musicians around the world, and we talk about movies in and out of theaters, as well as occasional TV shows.
Don't forget to follow us on all social medias and streaming platforms. Who's that girl? It's Zooey Deschanel. That's who we decided to talk about today. I guess if the new girl...
The new girl.
...is focused on Zooey.
I mean...
Only for the first two seasons, and then we got the best of the boys.
Yeah. I think it should be called something different after that.
Right.
I don't know what, though.
But, I mean, I'm like... Unfortunately, I'm not one of the people who is in love with Zooey Deschanel. I'm sorry. Sure, she can sing. That's awesome, but...
She, like... Her quirkiness is cute, and then it can get a little much.
Yeah.
For me. And I think that's why the guys started having more...
Screen time?
Yeah.
Because they needed more dynamic.
Yeah, I think so.
Or at least she did. All right, well, yeah, we're going to talk about New Girl. New Girl centered around Jess Day, played by Zooey Deschanel. A sweet, naive 20-something who shares an amazing loft with three goofy single men with the occasional of her best friend's appearance.
Yes.
The show creator is Elizabeth Merriweather, who was in the show a few times, but I honestly, and I'm trying
to figure
for
out.
The life of me to figure out who it was.
I mean, she does have a familiar face, but I can't.
One of Nick's girlfriends, maybe?
Right, or just like, I mean, maybe.
Well, the main character, Zooey Deschanel, is Jess Day. And then you have Jake, the famous Jake Johnson, as Nick. You have Max Greenfield as Schmidt.
Schmidt. Fun fact, me and Schmidt, well, Max Greenfield have the same birthday.
There you go. And then Lamorne. Morris.
Lamorne Morris.
Plays our favorite character, Winston.
Winnie the Bish.
Winnie the Bish. Damon Wayans Jr. as coach. He appears occasionally, you know, off and on, a couple of seasons at a time. And then Hannah Simone, who plays Cece. Cece is Jess Day's best friend from high school.
And Schmidt's obsession.
Smith's obsession, but he's in love with her for realsies.
For real. Love you, girl.
Love you, girl. Yeah, you gotta... Schmidt is definitely a bro type.
He has a douchebag jar. Like, anytime he says anything douchey, he has to put a dollar
douchey, right?
In the jar. Which, I mean, we had a jar like that once.
It was more of an insult to yourself.
Yeah.
You gotta put a... You got to put some sort of money in there. And then we bought Pizza Party. It was called, we wanted to call it the...
Peace. Oh, pizza.
It was like, because like a POS jar.
Yeah.
But it's for a pizza party.
Right. Jar.
Some shit.
But yeah. So Jess moves in with these guys. And at the very beginning, the guys have to make Nick sign like a pact or whatever that he wouldn't date Jess because he has a bad track record with girls. Is that accurate?
No, he just got out of a tough relationship, so he's vulnerable.
I guess that's true.
But they all made the pact. It would be weird.
If
one of them slept with her.
Right.
So they made the pact not to.
Did the pact. That's right.
Needless to say, in season 3-4?
It took a while for them to...
Yeah.
Build up to it.
Nick and Jess finally get together.
Mm-hmm.
It's what everyone wants. The dream.
Yeah.
The dream. This show, keep in mind, it came out September 20th, 2011, and finished in 2018. The last season only had
like,
seven episodes, eight episodes or something like that.
I feel like they were like, okay, season six. I feel like we're like, okay, we're going to end, but... We still need to, like, wrap up a couple stories. Like,
right.
But at the same time, the way they ended season six, I probably would have been okay with just that.
Right. It was they closed it.
Right.
Honestly, I think that's what we all really cared about, was just that they ended it. They did a time skip, of course. Mm-hmm. You know, no big deal. Just a regular old jump ahead, what?
3 years?
3 or 4 years, something like that.
Yeah.
In the last season. But it was still, you know, goofy. They made it misleading. They made it like bad things were going to happen in the end season, but they weren't. They were just misleading them on purpose because that's how they do.
Yeah.
I think the only character in the show they didn't care for was the guy who was in Friends.
Gavin. Oh, the older guy?
Gavin. What is his name in the show?
Russell.
Russell, right. I don't care for him because his character.
Yeah, he kept, like, care for the character. He'd pop back up randomly in other seasons and, like, throw a wrench into whatever.
Right. Like, well, that's one of them. That, too. And I'm just, like, the character. I'm like, you're lame, dude. Seriously lame.
Trying to be, like, the old suave. No, he's not even that old. Older, suave, right. White guy.
It's like I see through your act, bro.
Right. You know? But, yeah, I think I would have been really upset if something more
went with him.
Yeah.
I guess out of all of her boyfriends, Jess's or Zooey Deschanel's boyfriends in the show was Justin Long made an appearance.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun. Oh, so I guess we should elaborate more on, like, so she came home one day to find her boyfriend of,
like, 5 years?
5 years cheating on her. And he is, like, one of those hippie hipster guys who's like, it's cool. We never said we were exclusive, you know?
Right.
I don't know why you're making it a big deal. And she's like, what the hell, you know? And she goes and moves in with these guys. And, you know, it turns out, like, it's the little sister they never had.
Right.
In the beginning, Damon Wayans Jr. was part of the Loft. But he left because he went to another show called Happy Endings, which is one of our favorites.
Yes.
Which we will finish someday soon and talk about that one as well. But he left, and that's when Winston, or I always forget his first name.
Lamorne
Morris comes in, mm-hmm. and which is great. I love Winston. He's my favorite character.
Winston's your favorite?
And his cat, Ferguson.
Fucking Ferguson.
Like, I love all of them. You know, yeah. I have a specific order for all of them that I love. I love, you know, Jake Johnson, Nick. I love Schmidt. There's times where I love Schmidt way too much. You know, it's a time. It's a time and a place for the characters in the show.
Like, I relate more to Schmidt today, or I relate more to Winston. Just depending on my mood is who I'm like, you're my man,
right.
Sort of thing.
I think Winston is just a mood.
Yeah.
He's always doing something different. His cat, I love Ferguson.
What is he? Pranks?
Yeah.
Prank Sinatra, or like
it's like your pranks either go way too far or not far enough.
Yeah. And like
is that a badger?
He lets a badger
out at the wedding.
Out at a wedding, and like his pranks that like aren't big enough is that he like put a feather in someone's shoe, right. Or like he did something to the cereal, but it was just like
little enough to be like, what is this?
Yeah, that it's not like
it's like getting Lucky Charms and he took all the marshmallows out.
Yeah.
Or something like that. What I do like a lot about the show, just like many other shows, Friends, you know, all these popular sitcoms, is, you know, the group dynamics. Obviously they gotta have a dynamic when they're together,
mm-hmm.
but they also need to have dynamic when they're apart with each of each other.
Yeah.
So if they're like, oh, this episode, that those two are off doing this, those two are off doing that, so on and so forth,
right.
I would like to see the character development and their characters kind of being friends. My favorite out of that, Winston still with Cece. It's just
right,
like,
it's so
one
random.
Day they just made a joke thing that Cece and Winston's thing, you know, they
right.
do, they make the pranks, they make the jokes, and one day it's a legit thing that they're actually crying about, and you're like, what?
Right.
We haven't even seen any of these shenanigans, you know, we haven't heard or seen you guys goof off at all. What is this? I don't understand.
It's a Cece and Winston mess around.
Cece and Winston mess around.
That's right.
And that's why I like it, because it's like, whatever, and then it's funny.
Yeah, because I don't think Cece ever really pranks anybody.
No.
Herself.
No. Cece, I mean, I like Cece's character. I think she's needed for Jess's character to be a dynamic, you know, the nerdy little chubby girl from high school and the
model
little girl. Yeah, Cece is a model. And then later becomes basically a model agent and then starts an agency, you know, so on and so forth. And then her guys, too. Her boys are funny.
CeCe's boys.
CeCe's boys. Her model groups. They get pretty funny, too, because they're, you know, they're not meatheads, but they're models, you know, and they're portraying that like space case. And it's just all around fun.
It's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love the man. I don't know what's giving away. Can we, are we allowed to talk about it all?
I mean,
it's been out for 2 years.
It's been done for 2 years, and I feel like.
So Schmidt and CeCe ultimately get together. Spoiler.
They get married and they have a kid.
And they have a kid named Ruth Bader. What did they make her last name?
I think it's like Parikh Schmidt or something. Like,
I love it. She's the cutest little girl, too. That her sass is like in the last season, she's just around, you know? And she's old enough to talk. I think she's four. They celebrate her fourth birthday in the beginning of the last season.
Mm-hmm.
And they do it because they said this is the one that she'll remember. The other ones won't count because she was too young to remember them. That's what I think is funny, too.
Yeah. Ruth Bader Parikh Schmidt is her name, which is super cute that they named her after Ruth.
Right. I just like, yeah, because like there are times where they're like, friend bantering each other like, when have you ever done something like that? And then she'd be like, yeah, when have you ever done something like that?
Yeah.
And you're like, hey,
you're
wrong place,
a child. No.
And then they had their funeral for Ferguson. That's like a mix of emotions, because A, you do feel sad, you didn't think that was gonna happen,
right?
And B, they all, you know, they're trying to think like who did it, if someone did do it, you know. And and then they, you know, he gets a new cat and just like moving on.
But like the intro to that stupid episode is like such a dramatic funeral scene. And it like cuts to each of the characters. I'm like, oh my God, who died? Who died? And then eventually you see all the guys. You see Jess. You see CeCe. And I'm like, oh my God, this is the funeral for the cat.
You're like, oh man, this episode started off weird. And then you're like, oh my God.
It's Ferguson, which I mean,
which is rightfully deserved. He needed his entire own episode.
Yeah, it was sweet. But like, I'm trying to think. So the main, like, Schmidt and CeCe, they are like, she is annoyed by him. And so it's off and on, and it's nice that they finally get together. And it's kind of the same with Jess and Nick, because they date for a little bit and then they break up and they're apart. But they're still all living together. And then Jake Johnson's character dates Megan Fox, which is...
No, he dates... Oh, man, he goes through a couple
of people. He goes through a couple, but hers is the most...
Hers is the, yeah, the second biggest part, I guess. Really quick, though. So Jess, or Zooey Deschanel's character, is a elementary school teacher.
She moves middle school and then she becomes principal.
Yeah, so she's a school person. Jake Johnson is basically a writer bartender the entire time. Max Greenfield, I never really understand what he does. But he's an office worker.
He's in marketing,
right?
Something.
And Winston, when he joined, he was a basketball player.
And then he becomes a
radio host for basketball. And then he realizes that's not what he wants to do at all, and he becomes a police officer.
Mm-hmm. Where he meets his wife.
Yes. And who did I miss? Coach. That should be obvious.
Yeah.
He's a coach. He'll coach anything and everything. My favorite episode is when they're like, so when did he get that nickname? It cuts to them in a gym, and he's like coaching little ones, and Max Green and Jake Johnson's are behind him like, oh, we should call him Coach. That's a good one. You should try and use it.
Hey, Coach.
And then Damon Wayans Jr. character just, you know, was like, let's pick up that speed. And he goes, you go, Coach. He's like, that's a great nickname.
That's it. Yeah, it's funny that he doesn't have a real name besides Coach.
Our cat is being a complete baby right now. Where is he?
Behind you.
What is it? What's wrong, Poe? Oh, you hear that? Oh my gosh, he's being a real baby. Post-up. What? No, you go wait over there.
It's funny that, okay, Schmidt's name obviously is just his last name.
Right.
And then in like season 6 or 5, like it's towards the end,
you find out that
his real name is Winston Schmidt. And then they try to like, he tries to take his name back. So they call Winston the Bish. Like
the Bish.
The Bish. And that's it. And because it's when Schmidt and Cece are together and she tries to say, oh, Winston. And then it's just like,
nope.
Nope. It kills the mood for both of them, which is really funny. But I was like, obviously, it's not going to work out. Happen.
No. Go lay down. No. Go lay down. Go on. Go lay down. Wow, I apologize. He's very vocal lately. Look at that.
There's no room
it's
for
like you guys were talking about Ferguson. I know that cat.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what else to...
I mean,
it's a sitcom show. We watched it over, like...
We've watched it from the beginning at least 3 times, but when it was out, we only got to certain parts.
Yeah.
And then we started it over every time so we would get farther. The third time through is when we actually finished it.
Yeah, thank you.
I say finish it.
COVID.
Yeah, thank you, COVID. I say finish it, get it out of your way. Because it's actually, like, don't go for it for the Zooey Deschanel stuff. Because, like I said, I'm not a big fan of her. There's some movies of hers I can't watch because I'm just over it.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate. But it's nothing against her as a person. Just her as an actress, I guess.
Yeah, she can be.
It's just the same thing every time, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But definitely go in it for the boys as well, because they're funny. They're hilarious. They're great characters. I wish there was more with them, you know, because the three of them had great, great dynamic, great humor. They had the perfect friendships, you know, they seemed like brothers.
Yeah.
And they seem like they've been friends for as long as they say they have been. So I'm just like, I really appreciate all that.
Yeah.
Oh, and to give more perspective, Winston and Nick grew up together.
Mm-hmm.
Winston went off to play football and Nick went to college or basketball.
Yeah.
Nick went to college and his roommate was Schmidt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how they all
know
each other.
And then afterward, he introduced
him. What about Coach?
I can't remember, but I think he was in college with Winston and I don't know. And I don't remember, actually. You look it up really quick.
Okay.
While you look that up, I will say the show averaged on Rotten Tomatoes 95%, which is not bad at all. user's average was 84%, so obviously the critics liked it more. We're watching stuff. We gave it a solid 90. You know, the 100 would have been another season without jumping forward, maybe. A couple more episodes to kind of give it a good send-off, but... I think the way you did it was just fine. And probably I wanted more of the guys' dynamic. I wanted them around. Like I said, if there was like a spinoff show that involved them of some sort, I'm down. But
yeah. I think it says that, so Winston and Nick knew each other as kids,
mm-hmm.
and that Coach was introduced to them through Winston.
Through Winston.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah, like when they were younger.
That works. Do you have any trivia?
I have some. In the first season, Jess and Nick were directed to have as little physical contact as possible. Huh. This because they had too much chemistry, like right off the bat,
right.
them as actors, which is kind of interesting.
That's good.
In real life, Zooey Deschanel and Damon Wayans Jr. went to high school together.
Oh, huh.
It's weird when you, like,
that's
famous
weird.
People go to school with other famous people. Like, it's weird, like, thinking,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, we had the same third grade teacher.
Yeah, huh? You peed your pants in PE or whatever, like...
I know, what is it from Friends? I was Susie Underpants till I was 18.
Right. we talked about Damon Wayans going to Happy Endings instead.
So, he went... he joined... New Girl because they thought Happy Endings wasn't going to make it,
mm-hmm.
and then it made it, so he went back to his show, and then when it did get canceled, he came back.
Yes.
So we will probably ultimately talk about Happy Endings soon.
Zooey Deschanel missed 6 episodes in season 5 because she was pregnant,
right?
But they put it off as she was like
jury duty
on jury duty, but they were sequestered, I think is the right word, where you have to, like, you don't can't have any outside contact because the thing is...
It was a big case.
It's interesting. So Peter Gallagher plays Schmidt's father on the show. In the OC, Max Greenfield plays a younger version of Peter Gallagher in flashbacks of the OC.
That's probably why they did it.
Right.
That's cool.
There's
if you don't know who he is, he was in Mr. Deeds as the guy trying to get Adam Sandler's character out of the picture.
Or if you're old like me, While You Were Sleeping, he's the guy that's while you were sleeping.
While You Were Sleeping. Holy crap, he was? Oh, wow, I haven't seen that one in a minute.
Eyebrows, man.
Oh, it is. He's got big... Not only are they fluffy, he's got major control of them.
Yeah. Prince was a guest star in an episode, which... He made a duet with Zoe.
And I was like, we watched that part and I was like, I bet you $100 this episode exists.
Because
Zooey Deschanel and Prince wrote a song together.
And that's why.
And that's why.
It was kind of cool that they got him on the show like before he passed away.
True, but that takes it down 2% for me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, okay.
That's that shit I was talking about with Zoe.
Thank God this didn't pan out, but Amanda Bynes auditioned for Jess.
What?
Yeah.
Nah. She wouldn't have lasted.
No.
No, people wouldn't have watched the show.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Sorry. Sorry, Amanda Bynes.
Oh. Coach's first name is Ernie. That's right.
Awesome.
Yep. The exterior shots of their loft is... a building located on the corner of Avery and Traction Ave in LA.
Huh.
And then the exterior of Nick's bar is the Griffin, which is in LA as well.
Oh, cool.
Which is kind of cool.
See, that's like one of the dreams that we have at We're Watching Stuff is to go on a little tour.
To see.
Just find all these locations that were in movies.
Yeah.
And just like either do like a moment where we quote it or a photo of it or whatever. And just like one of them, obviously, we want to do Dumb and Dumber so bad.
We went to the Stanley Hotel we did a couple of cheesy.
Of course we did, but we didn't do like, we didn't reenact a scene.
We weren't able to go in because I don't think it was open.
Oh, yeah. No. No, yeah, that's like, but that would be cool. That's one of the ones. Just going to the bar would be really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I would take a picture, but I would try to get an exact photo.
Like, of lined
the,
up.
Of the corner building.
Yeah, right, yeah. Right.
Just to be like, hang on.
Yeah.
Look where I was. That'd be cool, you know? Put that in our scrapbook.
Right.
The We're Watching Stuff scrapbook. If you want to hear our scrapbook, it is just a pile of ticket stubs. We have a lot. Obviously, the past 6 months has been a no.
But yeah,
we still have some. We can put our receipts from the movies we've bought.
We drove by the movie theater the other day and I was like, the last time we were in there was February and it's November.
Was it for Sonic?
We saw Sonic and Birds of Prey.
Right. Okay.
I don't know if we saw them like, but those were the last two that we saw in theaters, which is crazy.
Scary times.
Yeah.
Any other trivias?
Nick has two catchphrases.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is, this is my nightmare.
This is my nightmare.
And that's my sweet spot. And I can relate to this is my nightmare.
And I can relate to this, that's my sweet spot.
Yeah. There's a lot, it's interesting and kind of funny, but Nick says that he doesn't believe in dinosaurs in one episode. And then he's in Jurassic World.
Oh, right.
As a dinosaur. Monitor, whatever. Right.
Jake Johnson has become a great and popular actor. I love him. I mean, he used to be my number one favorite in the show, but I've watched New Girl over 3 times already that I'm just like, honestly, it just depends on what episode it is, you know? But I also, you know, I have an order. I think I go Winston, Nick, Schmidt. No, I got to throw Coach in there. Well, Coach will come after Schmidt. Cece and then...
And then Jess.
Jess, yeah, I'm sorry.
Ferguson and then Jess.
Ferguson. Yeah. Now, if I were to say anyone else is her principal, Metatron
from Supernatural.
Because he's funny.
It also says on here that there's multiple episodes where you can see Winston and Schmidt laugh because Coach Damon Wayans Jr. like improvised a funny line or like did something that like wasn't on script. And so they kind of lost it a little bit, which is kind of cool. I like when actors, like...
Right. I like that because it's, like, it's cool to see that you also find your crew, your castmates funny.
Right.
Because we find them funny too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any others?
I think that's about it.
That's about it?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess a few other things that we forgot to mention that are famous about this show is A, Nick becomes a writer and his famous character is it Julius Pepperwood?
Peppercorn.
Peppercorn?
Yeah.
Peppercorn?
Isn't it? No, Pepperwood. Yeah. Peppercorn's a dog, we know.
Yeah, Peppercorn. Yeah, okay. Their bathroom is just a high school bathroom, basically, with one shower, two stalls, two upright toilets and a stall.
Yeah.
And two sinks.
They have really cool things. Like, I mean, with almost all sitcoms, they always have really cool bath or like apartments.
Lofts in general.
Just, and stuff. And I'm just like,
that one's amazing.
How, like, would the average person be able to find, or did they, like, I know it's a set, but like.
And it's three of the, or it's four of them living in that house, mm-hmm. or that place. So you're probably like, split that rent up.
Seriously, it's still probably $1,000 each,
right?
If not more.
It is a nice place. Mm-hmm. They even have that rooftop on it, or like the outside patios, mm-hmm. and decks. Damn. Anyway,
that's the dream, man.
Yeah, it was a great show. Definitely recommend. A, just to get it over with. But I know some of my friends said that they can't get over it. They don't either. A, don't like the guys, or B, they don't like Zoe. And they, or C, it's just like every other sitcom, where right. it's almost the same thing over and over.
They're like,
I like the same thing over and over as long as I can laugh.
Yeah.
Because I like laughing.
Yeah.
And the other thing I say is like, you know, I'm not a big fan of Zooey Deschanel, but I love the show because of everyone's dynamic, mm-hmm. and how the story kind of, you know, felt and vibed, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I'm at with it.
I dig it. Probably watch it over again at some point.
At some point.
A couple years, maybe.
Yep. It's fresh in my head. I'm good for now.
Yeah.
We just caught up on Family Guy and American Dad as well. Yes. That was insane.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know. Do you think it's time we go do our usual?
Yeah. I'm down to go watch some stuff.
Awesome. See you guys later.
Bye.